Welcome to Kids Corner Bible Stories, listening and learning God's big story. Today, the story of Elisha the prophet.
Have you ever felt that life wasn't fair? In the first story today, we meet a woman living a very difficult life and needing some help and hope. She went to God's prophet, Elisha.
Elisha, you know that before my husband died, he was a follower of yours and a worshiper of the Lord. But he owed a man some money, and now that man is on his way to take my two sons as his slaves.
Maybe there's something I can do to help. What do you have in your house?
Sir, I have nothing but a small bottle of olive oil.
Ask your neighbors for their empty jars, and after you've borrowed as many as you can, go home and shut the door behind you and your sons. Then begin filling the jars with oil and set each one aside as you fill it.
The woman left. Later, when she and her sons were back inside their house, the two sons brought her the jars, and she began filling them.
Bring me another jar.
We don't have any more.
The oil stopped flowing from the small bottle. She returned to Elisha to tell what had happened.
Sell the oil and use part of the money to pay what you owe the man. You and your sons can live on what is left.
Thank you. You are truly God's prophet.
From what she had, God gave her a way to care for her family. To all living in her village, she was a miraculous reminder of God the provider. In a second story, Elisha shows God's blessings to another family. Once, while Elisha was in the town of Shunem, he met a rich woman who invited him to her home for dinner. After that, whenever he was in Shunem, he would have a meal there with that family. They wondered if there was a way that they could care for the wandering prophet.
I'm sure the man who comes here so often is a prophet of God. Why don't we build him a small room on the flat roof of our house? We can put a bed, a table, and chair, and an oil lamp in it. Then whenever he comes, he can stay with us.
The next time Elisha was in Shunem, he and his servant, Gehazi, stopped at the rich family's house and went up to his room to rest.
Gehazi, this woman has been very helpful. Ask her this. You've gone to a lot of trouble for us, and we want to help you. Is there something we can request the king or army commander to do?
Yes, master.
When Gehazi asked, the woman smiled.
With my relatives nearby, I have everything I need.
Gehazi told Elisha, but Elisha still wanted to thank the rich woman for her hospitality.
Then what can we do for her?
I do know that her husband is old and that she doesn't have a son.
Elisha told his servant to ask the woman to come and talk to him. She came and stood in the doorway of Elisha's room.
Next year at this time, you'll be holding your own baby son in your arms.
You're a man of God. Please don't lie to me.
But a few months later, the woman got pregnant. She gave birth to a son, just as Elisha had promised. One day, while the boy was still young, he was out in the fields with his father, where the workers were harvesting the crops. Suddenly, he was in great pain.
My head hurts. It hurts a lot.
Carry him back to his mother, quickly!
The servant picked up the boy and carried him to his mother. The boy lay on her lap all morning, and by noon, he was dead. She carried him upstairs to Elisha's room and laid him across the bed. Then she walked out and shut the door behind her. She told her husband her plan to find Elisha.
I need to see the prophet. Let me use one of the donkeys. Send a servant along with me and let me leave now so I can get back quickly.
She saddled the donkey and left with her servant at once to talk with Elisha.
Let's go, and don't slow down unless I tell you to.
As she approached Mount Carmel, Elisha saw her coming.
Gehazi, look, it's the woman from Shunem. Run and meet her, and ask her if everything is all right with her and her family.
She told Gehazi that everything was fine, but But as soon as she got to the top of the mountain, she went over and grabbed Elisha by the feet. Gehazi started toward her to push her away.
Leave her alone. Don't you see how sad she is? But the Lord hasn't told me why.
Sir, I begged you not to get my hopes up, and I didn't even ask you for a son.
Gehazi, get ready and go to her house. Take along my walking stick, and when you get there, lay it on the boy's face. Don't stop to talk to anyone, even if they try to talk to you.
Yes, Master.
I swear by the living Lord and by your own life that I won't leave without you.
So Elisha got up and went with them. Gehazi ran ahead and laid Elisha's walking stick on the boy's face. But the boy didn't move or make a sound. Gehazi ran back to Elisha and told him. Elisha arrived at the woman's house and went straight to his room, where he saw the boy's body on his bed. He walked in, shut the door, and prayed to the Lord. Then he got on the bed and stretched out over the dead body, with his mouth on the boy's mouth, his eyes on his eyes, and his hands on his hands. As he lay there, the boy's body became warm. Elisha got up and walked back and forth in the room. Then he went back and leaned over the boy's body. The boy sneezed 7 times and opened his eyes.
Gehazi, have the boy's mother come here. You can take your son.
Oh, my son! Oh, my boy!
The woman came in and bowed down at Elisha's feet and then held her son. Throughout the Old Testament, God called prophets to bring his word to his people. These prophets did many miracles and healings. Soon God would send his own son, Jesus, to tell his people about the kingdom of God. Jesus, too, would do many miracles and healings. And he would die on the cross to save us from our sins. If you would like to read more stories about Elisha, check out the books of 1 and 2 Kings. You'll find them in the Old Testament section of your Bible.
Listen to more stories like these at kidscorner.net. Kids Corner is a production of Reframe Ministries.